Good morning. I greet you with Romans 1, verse 7. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's pause for a word of prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning thanking and praising you that we can come into your presence at any time and anywhere. We thank you for your great love for us and salvation you give us through Jesus, our Messiah. We thank you that even in these times of upheaval and uncertainty, that you are still in control and that the world is not falling apart, but falling into place according to your plan. We ask for your care and blessing in these times. We ask that you care for those of us who suffer with health problems. We ask for those with spiritual struggles. Be with those who sorrow over the loss of loved ones. We ask your blessing on the elderly, and we ask you to be with all of us through the power and comfort of your Holy Spirit. Bless our time of worship and guard us from false doctrine. Bless Pastor Jeremy as he brings us this morning's message. In the strong name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Psalm 1. Psalm 1 says, "Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind drives away. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish." One of the great obstacles that unbelievers have in coming to Jesus is that they say they'll have to give up their old life and their friends to become Christians. They think the cost is too high. But let us be reminded that without repentance, there is no salvation. Jesus only applies his shed blood to our sins when we come to him in repentance. And what is repentance? The definition of repentance is a summons to a personal, absolute, and ultimate, unconditional surrender to God as sovereign. Though it includes sorrow and regret, it is more than that. In repenting, one makes a complete change of direction, a 180-degree turn toward God. When we repent, we want out of our old life. We want a change because we realize that our sinful life is killing us. Yes, it is scary, but we are desperate for a change of life. Verse 1 says, "Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful." You see, the cost is not too high. We can walk away from and not look back to that old life of separation from God. So then, what does the believer get? Verses 2 and 3 say, "But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper." Well, that sounds pretty good. So will we always prosper as the world sees it? Well, probably not. But when we delight in the law of the Lord and meditate on his word, we will prosper in our Christian faith. We will delight in the fact that our sins are forgiven, and we will have victory over the sins that linger and haunt us. And believe me, some sins are hard to overcome, but we can overcome them when we read the word and pray for God's grace and our growth through the Holy Spirit's power in our life. God does not want us to live in our sins or regret or fear, but he wants us to live in joy and in the newness of life. Verses 4 and 5 tell us that the ungodly don't have that, and they will, in the end, be condemned. But we, who have repented and received this wonderful salvation, will be known by God, and nothing can take that from us. This psalm is calling us to receive this great gift and then to delight in the Christian life. Then he will cause us to prosper in our faith. Romans 8, verse 37. Yet in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us.